Yeah, don't get us wrong. There's still going to be plenty of randomness to the show.
Of course,
but,
that's the name of the show. The other name is Off Topic.
But this is football.
What you want, we got it. Might be hard to listen, but it makes your rage glisten. Our voice is about the game. And you know, we talk about the latest stories, more so than any other, and our Mountain West matters. Where will you? You listen to the podcast too. And you rant about the podcast too. Just a start where Jeremy analyzes the matches and kiss the grin the bridges. We do some good interviews. And you know, from Fresno all the way to Boise, from Logan down to Ashley, they're calling out our names. Where will you? You listen to the podcast too. And you love the podcast too.
That's right. You should love this podcast. That's our excellent Chris singing our opening song. Hey, Jeremy here, hanging out with Chris. We're doing our post-signing day show, I guess. We got a ton of stuff at MWCConnection.com, Twitter, MWCConnection, and today's in the books, but we have a lot more to get going on, right?
Totally. Tons of content today, and exciting stuff. All of it.
And interesting ways that people announced how they signed as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So we know today's the only day the fax machine gets any coverage, or, well, unless you do a Freedom of Information request, those still do take faxes for, air quotes here, security reasons, because you can't send anything electronically safe, I guess, anymore. But fax machine's a big day. And what do you want to start with? Do you have any particular area of interest you want to begin with? Because we're not the experts here to say this guy's the best ever, but we know how classes go out, how they did well. But what's your initial thoughts? Anything you want to talk about? It could even be a different thing. Anything you want to go?
Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and start. Let's go ahead and start with the Rivals rankings.
Rivals? Are you sure you want to use Rivals today?
Well, what other rankings do you want to use?
I would direct everybody to the 24/7 Sports Composite Rankings, which takes into effect all the rankings.
24/7 Sports.com.
Google it, folks. Even if
I'm holding this up right now.
Well, yeah, this kind of, it takes ESPN, Scout, Rivals,
I just
stuff.
Figured we were, you know what, I was just figuring we were using Rivals because we've been interviewing Rivals guys for the last few times.
True. They're a good service to use, but I like 24/7 because they bring everybody's different. Their rankings here or there, so you get a good average when you go to the composite, which includes Rivals. And, yeah, that's where I'm going. I will start with the rankings. As soon as you pull it up here, there is a battle for the top. For a long time, San Diego State had the top class in not necessarily average, but overall points.
Yeah, exactly. It was
a bunch of three-star kids they had signed.
It was close, but hey, can you hear me better?
I can now. What'd you do?
I actually switched over my microphone. Hey, check that out.
Excellent. Thank you.
But yeah, so there was a time where San Diego State was recruiting. What it was he pulled out a couple of three stars at the last minute, and that's basically how they pretty much dominate in terms of the composite. They're still down from last year, but they got one important four star and maybe a second four star depending on who you're looking at.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it actually depends on where you're looking at.
Exactly. Just like how, Alex Ogle depends, and we'll get to Alex Ogle in a bit. But the four stars that we're talking about, obviously the first one, who's a definite four star across the board, is Dylan Sumner or Gardner. Dylan Sumner,
already
Gardner,
on campus too. Already there.
Already on campus, signed and enrolled. And the second one was Chase Blackley, depending, like I said, where you were looking at.
And technically, Will Frazier as well, some places, I guess, is a four-star, too, perhaps. Linebacker.
Yes, yes, Jabril Frazier. But they also picked up a lot of guys from community college, I think it's five or six recruits, who were actually rated as, you know, three stars when they were being recruited, but then they went to community college and then transferred in. So they've got a lot of talent there.
I was kind of trying to figure out the press conference and listening to who had what, because we did have a lot of that video for everybody to view. But Boise State, because Brian Harsin, he wants to bring back the tight end. Is that – it's got to be what for,
yeah,
Boise State. Cause when we mentioned, I think we talked about Blackley last time when we had Andrew from the Boise side at Rivals. They had, I forget who the guy was I mentioned, but – they've had a tight end like 4 years, and if he's going to bring in that offense that he's had before in Arkansas State, even a little bit of Texas to a smaller extent, motion guys, you're going to want the pass-catching tight end to basically have another wide receiver, and they brought in, what, two guys and one that's really good.
Yeah, was it two tight ends or three tight ends that they brought in? I thought there was three.
At least two. David Lucero, then they got Blackley. Blackley's listed as an athlete, which is kind of weird, but... I think that was it. Unless some wide receivers list as tight end, I see a bunch of wide receivers, but no other tight ends listed. But you never know that, as they kind of can mix and match other listed. But they end up with the best class. And it's kind of a surprise because Chris Peterson, like we had Brandon Huffman on from scout.com, the West guy, recruiting manager, whatever he's called. He knows everything, I should say. What, Washington take like a dozen recruits that were committed to Boise State when Peterson left?
It was a significant number. I'm thinking I thought there were at least 10 on the list.
And the funny thing about that is, and I see other people agree with me a little bit as well, I get the guys are good, because Washington and Boise State recruit at a different level, because Pac-12, Mountain West, clearly talent discrepancy there. How good I'm going to maybe look this up in a second, but how good can that Washington class be if they take half of Boise State's recruits?
The last I looked, and I said, and I told you earlier, I was looking at the Rivals, not the 24/7, but I thought they was seventh in the Pac-12.
That's what I'm saying. How good, we kind of looked at this like leading up to the month before, kind of monitor this a little bit, like the top rankings. Boise State's class wasn't much better. I mean, they're like, even you look at it now, the difference is like 12 recruiting points, really, whatever they do. That's not very much. And Boise State's class wasn't like this is some top 30 or 40 class before Peterson left. It's still about where it was. It improved a little bit, but it's not like it would have been this amazing class for a non-major conference team. Just kind of curious to what they're doing.
I think what the biggest thing about this was is the fact that, they really did create this, attack the future slogan. And so, they did that. And so if they got poached, well, they responded. They repoached a couple of Washington players. And not only
Blackley,
that.
Blackley,
a big one. And not only that, they really picked up guys who, they saw potential that really nobody else saw potential. And once again, the main name that I'm going to go over here is their definite quarterback of the future, what seems to be their definite quarterback of the future, Alex Ogle.
Yeah, he had, I think, because there was the guy from, I forget where it was, I think it was Nate over at Bronco Nation News talking about him a little bit, saying he could be a guy they go after. After the KJ Carter Samuels didn't come through, and then the waiting period on Brad K, or whatever you want to think about him, if he was really deciding or not, I just wanted the attention. He brought him out. There's the other guy from Reno, for his name, Brock Roggins, I think. But they got Ogle, and he was the first guy to sign, and we have a little video up of the coaches getting fairly – I might be too excited when that first back came in for being Ogle, but – he seems to, what they say, he's under the radar. Even not just the coaches, because they're going to give praise no matter what. Because today, everybody's a winner. Nobody's a loser today. Everybody says they got the best class. We got everybody we wanted. There's the one or two guys we couldn't quite bring in. It's the same story over and over. But the guy from Justin Hopkins and some other guys were saying, this guy, Ogle, is the real deal. And somehow he was just under-recruited, and Boise got him at the last minute. And he said he's their quarterback in a couple years.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and I think Ogle will start probably sophomore year. That's the way it's looking at least.
I think I had Drake for this year, and then maybe they have the Tommy, what's his name? You know, what's his name? The JUCO guy they brought in. He's already on campus.
Yeah.
He might start next year, but we'll see.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
The JUCO guy. That guy.
The JUCO guy.
You.
Tommy, hold on. I know this. Shoot.
Connor? It's not Tommy Connor, is it?
Tommy Stewart.
Ah.
Tommy Stewart. Yeah.
Okay.
From Oroville, California, Butte College.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the JUCO transfer. Yeah, Tommy Stewart. Why are you taking that hard to forget?
Anyway. I don't know. It's a long day today. You've been flustered with basketball tonight with some more disappointment.
I've been flustered. Well, let's not go into that, please. I mean, we have more important stuff to talk about right now, which is recruiting, which is why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
So, have we pretty much effectively covered Boise State?
Yeah.
Do we need to go into them?
We're good. They got who they wanted. What their real needs were, in my opinion, I think quarterback was the biggest need by far, just because with Nick Patty leaving, Southwood graduating, they needed to get a high school guy. They'd have been okay with just the JUCO dude, Tommy Short, but they'd have to probably bring in another JUCO next year and a high school kid. So, they got that short up. They needed some defensive guys like DeMarcus Lawrence leave. They need some wide receiver help. They got plenty of wide receivers, tight end. I think they did quite well for themselves. So let's go to the San Diego State. We're not going to go through every team. It's kind of
we are.
Oh, every team we are? Okay, then. So I think our time limit of 1 hour might run out if we do that. But the Aztecs, they've had their – the main thing is their class, Huffman said, they've been solidified for a long time. And they didn't lose. I think they lost one guy today, and that's it. They didn't lose very many players at all, and because their class had been committed for quite a while.
Yeah. The guys that they lost today, oh well, but everybody else has, you're absolutely right, has been committed for a long time. And they signed 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 three-star commits.
Three quarterbacks.
Yeah, three quarterbacks. So you know the Diego State futures looking. They're looking for a replacement for Quinn Taylor.
One's a junior, so it's still two freshmen, one JUCO guy.
Right. So, you know, the JUCO guy will probably start, and then the freshman
Taylor's
will
still
kind of make her in.
We'll see.
Well, I mean, Taylor was a JUCO guy, too. Think about it.
I mean, Taylor's – I thought – not this year. Taylor's starting this year no matter – he's going to be the lead guy. I thought you meant this year.
No. I wasn't talking – no. Taylor – yeah. I wasn't talking that Kaler was going to lose his job. No, Kaler has done awesome.
Yes.
Unless
Well, the one thing, too, about their class, the two quarterbacks, the JUCO guy, Brandon Oderman, and Nick Bodden, are already on campus. So that's going to be – who I guess whoever wins that backup job will be the starter going forward. The third guy, low out of Carlsbad, Christy Chapman, very good, but he's not on campus until the summer. So I think whoever wins the backup will likely be going forward, but they got those three guys. And then your favorite position, two kickers, not just one, two kickers. And I think if they only got one kicker, they could have put up the Boise State in the rankings, but two kickers, which is sorely neat.
Scholarship the kicker?
Two kickers.
They did scholarship.
Two kickers.
Two of them.
Dose. So Seamus, see ya. You had a good run. I assume
you know what? Those guys are two stars too. These are good kickers.
And I just wanted a kicker. Needing kicker, not one but two, not a punter and a kicker, but two kickers. They're so bad. But
the good thing about kickers is they should be able to punt.
You think so? I like this. This is I'm reading at the Union Tribune. Just kind of like here's what the coach has said on this guy and his kicker. And hold on, where are the guys at here? Coach Tony White, who's an amazing recruiter, one of the best out of anywhere, not just the non-whatever playoff leagues, whatever. He liked this. His YouTube film is ridiculous. He's kicking it 8 to 10 yards out of the back of the end zone. You almost think it's Photoshopped or something. amazing quotes. you can Photoshop or something. I think it's funny. You get a couple because they got the like our guy Ruben said, he got the defensive back, or he's alluding or hinting the DB out of Alabama. He signed like the next day. Thing is, they should always have a good class. There's no excuse to not have a good class for the Aztecs. You're in pretty much the best recruiting place in the country, almost.
And you can pick up anybody. I don't think you understand how rich the talent is in Southern California. Their best recruit, I think Micah Holder. I think that was the discussion from Brandon Huffman and the guy we brought in for San Diego State as well. What about this Donovan Buck?
Yeah, look at him too. He's the defensive end. I'm assuming that's what WDE means. But he's rated higher than Holder. One of the best. I'm trying to read their rankings here. 40, and whatever you consider this, he's technically the composite. Here's the thing I've learned today. I've listened to other people that are smarter than me. Ratings are nice, and if you ever, I hear a lot of people. The ratings first system is BS. It's a bunch of crap. Just Google search Matt Hinton star system. Plenty of good material to say why it's not BS. However, another tool I really say, okay, we all know that when you're getting recruited by the Mountain West, Conference USA, Sun Belt, you make it look that once, and you'll get a blue good tour at 2 stars. This guy's 3 or 4 stars, so he's not an exception. But one thing to look at is who's offering him, because I was listening here about University of Utah. Like, oh, why did they get all these 2-star guys? But you see who's offering them. They're getting offers from Florida, USC, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, good schools, but they're only ranked low, which is kind of weird. So I've learned to look at who's offering them in addition to complement where they're rated. That makes sense, right? Because I'm looking at Donovan.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense.
Makes a ton. He has Boise, Seattle, Colorado State, UNLV, Oregon State. But I'd say that's a good handful of decent offers. Nothing great, nothing bad. And so, but he's rated so high.
But really, I mean, for a guy who's supposedly a 3, almost a 4-star player, you'd think he'd get more looks than that.
True, but Oregon looked at – here's the thing, looking at some other stuff. Oregon looked at him. This is just – this is where, if I expand further as I'm learning this website over 24/7 a bit, if you look at who's also – because you have the offers and who's interested, all the Pac-12 was interested in him. Washington State, Arizona, he had off the SMU, BYU, Oklahoma, UCLA, Houston. He was getting some good looks. Offers just depend when you get them, but hey, you get the guy who's that rated that high, he gets looked at a lot of good programs, he should be a guy who come in, and this, assuming he'll fit right in that 3-3-5 defense that Rocky Long is going to be running for a while, and that's what they need, more athletes. This dude, 6'4", 210, defensive end, geez, it's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And what do you think, because we're kind of breaking through each class, what was their biggest need? We know kicker. It was a big need. Quarterback, to an extent, quarterback, I'd say. What else do they need? What do you else think were the biggest
needs? Every single you know, San Diego State fan is going to be upset at me for saying this. They picked up a lot of safeties because they need safeties. They had a very weak secondary this year.
Yeah, we saw how they got passed over the top in quite a bit, even last year when they had a pretty good defense.
A very good defense last year, but their secondary was their weak spot. And it seemed actually that's the trend in the whole Mountain West.
Well, I think it's part of the offense is being so well good also. But if you look at last year, even with Leon McFadden last year, they had troubles. Was Nate Barrow, he's a defensive back, or is he technically a linebacker?
I think he was a defensive back.
That's what I'm wondering. He went down a little bit, so they lost him. But they pulled in 3 safeties. I think running back was a need just because you lose Adam Wayma to the draft and you only got freshman Donnell Pumphrey. I think wide receiver is a big need. They haven't had a good wide receiver since Ryan Lindley was there a couple years ago. And they pulled out a dude from Arizona. They got a couple of guys, obviously local guys from San Diego. They got a tight end, Noble Hall, to not replace, but maybe down the road for not Dominic Ruffin. Who's the tight end? They got the guy drafted from the Cowboys last year. Who is their tight end this year? I don't recall. Do you remember at all? As we're mixing and matching recruits,
I should have all these stats up in front of me, but
memorized of course. Here's the basic thing. We should know this. We're experts, right?
Right. Yeah.
Every school, every player, all, not just these 14, 12 teams, but every 125. But their class is
great. And on top of that, we should be covering basketball.
Okay. We'll get that later. This is the recruiting show.
Hey, I was being sarcastic when I said that. I'm just saying that the stuff that we cover is extensive.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. So the people who – so side note as we go off topic, the guy who emailed me 3 times about not having anything on New Mexico, I'm sorry. We didn't have everything on New Mexico, a recap and a preview for every game. I apologize.
We will get to New Mexico recruiting this year because actually they had a decent year for – okay.
Football Bob! Let's just go there now. What about New Mexico? What do you like about him, Football Bob? Are you our guest now?
I thought we were going in chronological order.
Sure. We could kind of do that.
All right.
I don't know. Fresno, is that good? CSU?
They pick up 24. But
good
actually,
work.
The one I'm actually more interested in is the Colorado State.
Let's just
very
go to
well
Fresno.
Recruited. Actually almost beat Fresno State. Actually did beat Fresno State in the rivals rankings. So, once again, it just depends on who you look.
Well, yeah, the composites are pretty much head-to-head, so it's virtual tie, essentially. But first, no, it's going to be interesting to see. We talked about Zach Greenlee with Brandon Huffman a while last year. He should be the starter. But they need quarterback, wide receiver, and in my opinion, well, defense, of course, number one, first and foremost, I should say. Defense is what they really need. And they got quite a few defenders. They actually got technically a 4-star, if you look at Michael. Well, not technically, but I guess 3 to 4.
Probably
like
they
four.
Got a 4.
Yeah,
Michael Lazarus,
excuse me. Right out of Cal's backyard and pulled him out. That's a pretty big deal.
I will go ahead and say, they got a lot of offensive linemen.
Well, they lost quite a few this year. Austin Wentworth. I think their whole line was. I should double check, of course, but multiple seniors on this offensive line this year.
But to pick up 5 offensive linemen in 1 recruiting season, I mean, that's – obviously you need a lot, but that's –
actually, 6.
Insane. 6.
There's 6.
Wow. Sorry.
It could be – well, if you look at the offense Tim Drudor runs, he wants to go fast and go up tempo. Got to be athletic offensive lineman. They could switch him to tight end or maybe defensive tackle, but that's kind of I think that's what you should be getting because think of it, it still is – there's still Pat Hill players on the team. This is only going to his 3rd year, 2nd full recruiting cycle. So he's still looking to get his guys in there to run what he wants to run, like what he did with Texas A&M and Air Force doesn't really count, but Texas A&M, of course, when he's coaching down there.
Yeah. Here's a question for you. So which one of these soon-to-be freshmen will be possibly battling for a starting role next year?
For Fresno State?
For Fresno State.
Any of the players?
Any?
Really? You're going to say any? My best bet, okay, safe bet, any defender on the list. I will say
okay.
Michael Lazarus.
And actually, I was going to exactly say that as well. I think Samuel Akoteo, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Awesome. Xavier.
The 3-star out of Junipero Serra. He's I think he's definitely going to be because if – as a defensive tackle, if you can shake up the quarterback in spring camp and then in summer camp, you're going to begin a starting role. And that first game will tell you, you know, whether your defense is going to be effective or not, unless you're playing, you know, an FCS team. Or Idaho, which is saying the same exact thing.
Oh, speaking of Idaho, did you see what Rob Akey makes and what team he's on now? He's still getting paid by Idaho. And I think he's Minnesota Vikings. I think he's their defensive coordinator.
Actually, that's a good position. Anyway.
Yeah. I was going to say blanketly stating any defender.
You're going to – okay. Yeah. My other guess would be K.N. Williams. So the Louisiana pickup.
Why is that? From Louisiana?
Because wide receivers, you know how Tim DeRuiter's offense works and Fresno State's offense works in general. They usually have some sort of breakout freshman wide receiver who just absolutely dominates in the most just random ways.
And they need to go 6 deep or so.
Yeah, exactly.
And he had, so like, look at, he had offers from a lot of places, like Washington State, Missouri, Houston, Oklahoma looked at him, Notre Dame, and Texas A&M, UCLA. He got a lot of looks. So he, that's a good guess as well. We'll know in about, what, 6 months or so, who's going to be doing that. But let's move on. You said you liked the Colorado State class. What did you, did they fit everything they needed, do you believe?
I think not only did they pick up everything they needed, I think they surprised everybody with where they were picking up. I think their best pickup was Coleman Key, the quarterback out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Very good pickup. And I mean, this is a guy who had offers from Oh, really?
A lot of places.
I mean,
yeah.
A lot of places, but Illinois is the biggest place that he got recruited from.
Arkansas and Adam went after him pretty heavy. No in-state schools offer, but I wrote to him about it. I think he even committed before he even went to the campus or something. Because there was all the time.
Yeah, he had verbally committed June 24th of last year.
Yeah, because I remember writing something about him. I don't recall what it was, but I think it was – I don't remember what it was. And there's also the issue with the quarterback, like the past year with who's going to start. Nobody likes Garrett Grayson. They should put in the other guy, the other freshman. A lot of names right now we're going through my head. But, you know, like our good friend, our Marine friend, Ian, apparently throughout the year had a very disgruntled relationship with Garrett Grayson throughout the year. But he got looked at a lot of looks. He committed over a year ago. He stuck with it. And is he doing – I know the ratings – if you look nationally, it's not a big deal because it's – nobody's going to be higher than 60 really in the Mountain West. But being in the top third, technically top third in the Mountain West, is this what is McElwain following what he did at Alabama with Nick Saban? Or is he trying?
Rob commented a couple minutes ago. Thanks, Anthony. That the Fresno Colorado State is a little tied, but they hadn't put in Ulutu we're recording this right now. So, hi!
Is he on Twitter messing with you, bugging you? Comments, there it is. Hi, Anthony. Yes. Our Fresno State Twitter odor of Fresno recruiting.
Twitter writer.
Yes.
Whatever, Lana.
It's still close. It's still close, regardless. But like I was saying, is he doing what he's like? What he did at Alabama? Is that kind of the same? He's not oversigning, because that's a joke we could easily make of signing 40 players.
No, this isn't oversigning. 27 signees is very reasonable. I will also say the other great recruit that Colorado State picked up, Giaz Jones, safety out of Dallas.
Yeah, they get players everywhere.
Yeah, they do. But this guy, did you see this guy had offers by Baylor, Iowa, Nebraska, and Texas Tech, as well as New Mexico State. But I mean, just the fact that they, you know, he turned down everybody and committed to Colorado State. I mean,
not even that. If you look, I did a quick, very brief overview of the Rams' 26-man class. I think it's 26. Maybe I need to edit that. They changed it earlier today. But I put in a little – they presented some little photo of who they're getting. If you look at who they got a bunch of it. It's kind of hard to see. It actually does break it down. They went national. They got nine – I think it's that nine in-state guys. It's kind of hard to read. But they went nationally, like 7 in California, 4 in Texas, E from Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas.
California.
Oh, it's 8. Okay, yeah, it's kind of blurry the way the image is. But they got guys in-state, and then they also got guys everywhere across the country. And if you have a pipeline in one place, like they got a lot of guys. Looks like in Texas is mostly the Dallas area, and one guy down in Houston or Beaumont area down there. If you can get one or two guys from school, you can, pound their way and get one or two every year from that area. And then you build up this other school nearby, this other school, and just keep doing it. I don't know how everything will play out, but they got in-state, and they hit up a bunch of guys everywhere across the country. And it's the key places, Florida, Texas, and California. Where else do you need, really?
No. So, speaking of in-state recruiting, should we move on to our next team?
Who is next? I'm losing my list. Who's next?
Fifth, San Jose State, having one of their best recruiting classes ever, if not their best recruiting class.
Did you hear about the guy who's going to commit to Boise State but went to San Jose State but didn't have an offer to Boise State.
Yeah.
I read a little bit about Jimmy Durkin. I read a little bit, like, I didn't catch the name or something, but you remember who Kevin Hart is, right?
Yeah.
The guy who, from some small Nevada, no, he's from, was he from Reno or from Carson, Nevada? Some small, small
no, no, east of Reno, east of Reno.
Was he Ely?
No, dude, Ely's out in the middle of nowhere. No,
okay,
it was east of Reno. It was a small town east of Reno. I can't remember the name of it because...
Yeah, whatever it was, a couple years ago, he's like, I'm committing. I'm going to Cal, everybody. He had no one anyway. That's probably still the best recruiting story ever, I think, pretty much. I'm trying to see who he said on here, but I'm trying to... Let me try to find it real quick, because we were chatting on Twitter earlier about...
I'll go ahead. Nevada and San Jose State were a virtual tie for fifth, but San Jose State, I think, really kind of pulled through, and it's just probably because San Jose State has been experiencing more success as of late, and they've been able to pick up good recruits, but they had 19 signees, 18 of them from the state of California.
Why not?
And I mean, these aren't guys, I mean, all over California, so northern and south. Their best recruit, it appears, is this soft defense or strong defensive end, Victor Vernon from actually, he's a JUCO transfer.
There you go, JUCO.
He's a transfer, Victor Vernon, strong defensive end from De Anza College. Rated as an 87 composite, 0.84575, so he's a 3-star. The next is Ian Thieber, who looks to be their quarterback in the future. Pro-style quarterback. And this guy's from Mission Beach. I'll tell you something. I've noticed a trend for, you know, a few years now. Mission Viejo High gets a lot of kids in...
Well, that's where Mark Sanchez went to school.
Division I FBF schools.
They're powerhouse, man. That's where Mark Sanchez went to school there.
Well, yeah.
Just saying. Jets, he's whatever, but USC did pretty good. Guys, and also they snagged, not necessarily recruit, but they got Cleveland Wallace, a transfer from Washington, defensive back, who's from San Jose. So the one thing about this class, you know what's good about this class? Because remember last year, we all know Ron Carragher, he came from San Diego, non-scholarship, FCS. Like, oh, we're bringing him in. He's from, what is that, Bellarmine? Is that the town nearby he went to school, a coach or something, Bellarmine? Right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, they're saying he's going to get all these guys because there's a good high school there. And then the recruiting class, like, there's nobody from Northern California. And as you point out, all but one come from California.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Harbor City is in Northern California. Milpitas is from Northern California.
Fresno, kind of.
San Jose. Fresno is central. Doesn't count.
Yeah, I know. But well,
it's southern. What is it? Southern efficiency, northern charm. It's the fate of both. I'm sorry, Fresno. I think I'm guessing too much. Vallejo's Northern California. I think Brentwood and Rose. Brentwood's in Northern California. Roseville's definitely Northern California. It's near Sacramento. So I'm just saying, like,
he redeemed himself from last year's class, because last year we got to give him a break because he came in partway through when McIntyre up and left for the crap toilet job of Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah.
What do you think was their big need? I think, you know, obviously quarterback. They don't have any running game. They lose Chandler Jones.
They needed a running game, I'm surprised they only picked up one running back, one true running back.
What, Lima Hai Hifo?
Yeah,
the 225-pound bowling ball, 5'11".
That's fantastic. Hey, my kind of running back. The boss, very much like Jerome Bettis.
Well, production will see. But they got the need. They need, I think, defense. I thought two quarterbacks would have been good for them, but they did get the one. The Ian Fiber, like you mentioned, Mission Viejo. I guess it's hard to judge right now. We're just kind of seeing what – the only thing we can really do now is, like, hey, this guy, who's offering him, and does the class fit the needs of who they're trying to get, or the position group? Because that's
yeah.
all we can –
But you know what? Considering that – looking at the playing style of San Jose State, yeah, you know, I would say that this is a class that fits their playing style.
Yeah, it is. And true, this guy, Ian, back to quarterback, His only offer was from San Jose State, but he had Florida State was interested in him, Arizona State, Nebraska.
Yeah.
A lot of schools even looked at him that are big time schools: USC, Oregon, Notre Dame, UCLA. So it's like, you're right, just because you don't get an offer doesn't mean other schools like it. They could be a backup plan to go to those other schools if stuff falls through. But he, three or so star ever, fairly highly rated. I think they did a good job. It's like I said, everybody's a winner today. It's like the opening day of baseball. Nobody's a loser today until they actually lose a game.
Yeah. So then the next, like I said, it was a virtual tie between Nevada and San Jose State. San Jose State narrowly edged. Here's Nevada's class.
It's good. We got to move quick, man. 24 minutes left.
24. Mostly defense.
Oh, wait, hold on. But yeah, they need defense. Did they get any defensive backs in this class?
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt. Yeah.
Four cornerbacks and safeties
Five. Athlete can play. Well, 5'11", 200. He's probably not playing defensive back. Linebacker, probably.
So,
back
nobody
the
really.
Team. Wait. There is one player who stands out. The best player in their class, Patrick
Chuja.
He was late to a signing party today.
Oh, fantastic.
And this is a guy who's down in Nevada, Fresno, Boise, also Washington, Arizona State, a lot of interest from all different schools. This rivals possibly the signing of the announcement of the day because the stupid hat trick is played out a million years old. He shaved into the back of his head, Wolfpack. That's about as committed as you can get outside of getting a tattoo and then transferring to re-sign. Or flip, there's that guy from Alabama.
Or getting a tattoo and then switching coaching jobs. And then switching coaching jobs again after you get another tattoo.
Brett Bielema.
Yes,
that's what I'm thinking. Yes, Brett Bielema. But there's a guy, I forget, he's Alabama or Auburn guy. He got a tattoo from one of the schools and switched to the other ones. The only thing that rivals, did you see the Stanford guy who brought out a tree in the glasses with the tape on the front?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I don't think there's anything else. But that is the signing of the day, correct?
That's pretty much in terms of the Mountain West, you know, really recruiting show of the day was Patrick Chuja.
No, nationally, man. What are you talking about? Not just Mountain West, everywhere.
You think national?
There's a guy at Stanford.
The Lion King.
Who?
Lion King.
That's a name. That's not a presentation.
Lion.
Well, I guess technically...
I'm also the person that didn't like lifting go up.
I guess technically he did officially remove his last name because Lion King was his first and middle name. So maybe?
So anyway.
The guy from Michigan.
Yeah, we're just getting off topic.
Of course, that's what we do, like we said. So Nevada's classic. He's their best recruit. He was with Nevada for the most of the time. He did like his visit to Boise. But they need defense. That's what they needed, and that's the main thing. They need defense. So I guess quarterback, since Cody Fajardo is going to be a senior, but they signed a pro-style quarterback.
Interesting.
Yeah. But he's only 6'2", 175. So
they might convert him.
Maybe. Did Pauline do as good as his job? Because he was just master recruiter with Notre Dame, Texas A&M, all these places. Are you seeing that yet?
Him.
Or is he actually had to learn how to coach first?
I think Polian needs to learn how to coach.
Get some W's?
Yep.
Alright, let's move on. We don't need to go too much more in that class. Defensive heavy is what they need to do. They got a couple 3-stars, which isn't the norm usually. New Mexico, your favorite class who skyrocketed at the end of the day.
Totally moved spot. Got 6 3-star recruits, which is big for New Mexico. I'd say their biggest recruit, you know, is from here. It's Matt Quarles, who went to from Missouri. How does Football Bob get a recruit from Missouri?
How did he get a guy from California, Arizona, Texas, Iowa? You got a lot of, they spread out the map. They got a
Texas
couple guys.
Texas is next to New Mexico. Texas is next to New Mexico.
I grew up in Texas, and New Mexico is the furthest thing for me in Texas. Okay, to get where the talent is in Texas, you're not really that close when you're in the New Mexico border.
California, there's more than enough kids to sign to any college football team, so.
Here's
but
the thing.
Missouri was the outlier.
Did they get a quarterback? No. Yeah.
Yes.
But they got Juwan.
Juwan.
That's what I was thinking. Like, not just, never mind. Yes, I was right the first time. Juwan Lawson. Here's the thing. Can he? No. He's a quarterback. Dual threat, clearly, of course, right?
Can he throw it?
Yes. Can he throw the ball? That's what they need to know. Can they throw the ball? Arizona did offer him, so he must still do something, right? Because they run a similar offense to New Mexico. But, oh, man. I like Cole Gauci. I like him and all, but, dude, attempt to throw the ball. Pretend to know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
they need a guy who can throw the ball. Gauci runs offense very well. But, man, they need a guy to throw the ball.
So let's
move on. We're good.
That's pretty much it on New Mexico recruiting.
Good for them. They moved up. Yeah, they did all right. They recruit wide net.
Hawaii? Yeah.
They almost lost one of their best players to USC last minute. At least I'm assuming they did not. Let me check. I have not checked on Hawaii recruiting today. The quarter guy who plays volleyball. He might not be listed here because he plays volleyball. Yeah, here he is. Oh, he has not committed. Larry, this could be an interesting follow. Larry Toledo, considering USC at the end, but he's also plays volleyball. Because what he's going to do for USC, or I mean, excuse me, for Hawaii, scholarship for volleyball, would walk on for football. So he's
currently fine because Norm Chow uses the four quarterback system, so
yeah,
you know, he's got a good chance of coming on.
Yeah, the quadrant. We patent that, patent pending the quadrants. But USC, because I thought USC was set on quarterback, but the guys at 24/7, their crystal ball thing has actually been updated lately. They're saying he's going to USC perhaps.
Yeah,
and that's the biggest question mark. They need players. And I'm trying to look at USC's class really quick. But I thought they were set on quarterbacks, if I recall.
See, my whole thing with picking up USC, USC is not going to pick up any lower than a 3-star on a quarterback. And secondly,
unless doesn't USC have men's volleyball as well, though?
True.
If they're going to walk a ball,
yeah.
What's the harm? Just saying.
I don't know. I feel like he's not yet committed, but he will. I think he will just stay at Hawaii.
He's still considered a hard commit. He's from Hawaii, so it's like he's there, Honolulu. He's been with Hawaii I wrote something about him, I think, since last summer or even earlier. He's been with Hawaii. And that's the main guy they got to look at because he's named – they got to keep him. He's named Hawaii Player of the Year, top 100 guy, like right – or I'm sorry, but yeah, he committed to Hawaii over a year, almost a year ago, back in April. Two-time Hawaii Player of the Year. And I don't care what state you're in, he may not be considered nationally. If you have a good guy in state, like Wyoming with Austin Fort, the quarterback, you got to keep the guys there. He's still considered a hard commit, but there's possibly could be heading to USC, maybe. Because USC does have one quarterback on there now, and they are losing one of the – who's transferring? Not Cody Kessler. Max Wittick, I think he's transferring, I believe. So that's the only real concern I see in Hawaii. He's not signed. He's just a hard commit. That could be a big deal for Hawaii, who needs any help they can get. Moving on.
So,
we're good, right? We're good on the Warriors.
Utah State.
Forget recruiting news. Chucky Keaton threw the ball today. That's the news. Chucky Keaton throwing the football.
That's the news. Chucky Keaton is on his way back for his senior season.
Yes. What Utah State needed was wide receiver help.
Chucky Keaton for Heisman.
Yes.
Shoeless Chucky.
They need a wide receiver, which they got. Actually, one of the guys I kind of covered on doing some other work, Jonah Trenum, he's I guess he hasn't signed, whatever reason, but I saw him play, and he's a lengthy guy, makes plays. He's pretty fast. From what I saw, their team was pretty good here, nearly made the playoffs. But they got a bunch of wide receivers. They lost, two or three seniors this year, I believe. And they did actually flip.
So they've got a young team. They're gonna look pretty good next year.
One of the big guys they got was Joe Tukufu, a tight end, who was committed to the University of Utah for the longest time. This morning, made the change to Utah State. That's a pretty big deal.
That's a huge deal.
And a tight end position for Utah.
I'm surprised they got three recruits from Florida.
Do they have anybody on the roster from Florida currently?
I don't know.
You can check later. I don't know either. I could pull up our handy recruiting map, but we found a couple weeks ago. But that three guys from Florida. Why not? Right?
Why not? Exactly.
There's talent to be had.
Yep.
And then, did you see how many Wyoming, or how many, can we get wraps up? We got about 12 minutes left here. How many Florida guys Wyoming got today? They picked up four Florida guys.
Officially, they picked up three Florida guys. Three Missouri guys, one Tennessee guy, one New York guy, one Illinois guy, two Iowa guys, and three Arizona guys, plus three California. I mean, they're all over.
They have. There's not much talent in town.
Wyoming recruit pipeline.
Hey, I'm just saying, Alston Ford, you got to get who you can get. I'm thinking they produce maybe on the best year three FBS. Talents, and you got to keep them all. Doesn't matter. If they're talented enough, they'll go play at CSU, UNLV, Texas State, UTSA, whoever, Texas Tech, Texas SMU. Got to get them. They got a couple quarterbacks with losing Brett Smith early and then Jason Thompson transferring to Utah. They got Nick Smith today.
Nick Smith,
Aaron Young. They got three quarterbacks, Aaron Young to JUCO on campus now. What they need, because what Craig Bowl wants to do is size and beef up for big guys up front, what he did at North Dakota State. The class is never going to be highly rated. They got to cast a wide net. He's just got to coach them up like he did at North Dakota State. And I think maybe it could be done. Maybe.
Right. And the reason why we're not really talking about Air Force right now is just because Air Force won't give us really a true list, because Air Force's recruiting is so much different than everybody else's.
Yeah, they can't say anything about future students or cadets until they're on campus this summer. We do kind of know who they have. No, nothing really. A couple three-star guys, a few smaller, obviously smaller defensive backs, safeties, wide receivers they picked up. Obviously running back is big for them, but nothing at the moment. We got the names here, but just the lower class. We got UNLV. Are you surprised they're rated as the worst class in the Mountain West? Because here it says only 11 recruits. Is that accurate?
I am not surprised that they are ranked last. I think a lot of it is because they only signed 11 recruits, because this UNLV team is a very young UNLV team. I'm surprised they have a true three-star, Dominique Fenstermacher.
Excellent.
He gets a vote for an awesome name.
All-name
team. All-name team. Four guys from Nevada. No surprise there. Green Valley, Silverado, Palo Verde, and Desert Pines, none from my high school.
But even looking at their average, they're still only above, they'd move up like maybe two spots. They're still at the bottom of the league almost. I guess they are fairly close to CSU and Nevada in terms of per rated player, because quantity does matter.
If you looked at the average total, they'd be ranked ninth or tenth. No, they'd be ranked a little higher. They'd be ranked sixth or seventh.
It'd
but
be pretty
just
close.
Because
there's a lot of 77-rated teams there.
Yeah. But
then look over
their
rivals. They say 17 guys, so I don't know what's accurate or what's not.
Right. Maybe they got some more recruits tonight that we just don't know about yet.
I know there's a couple guys, I forget names, that are not going to be their LDS space. They're going to be gone for a couple years for a mission. I think two guys I read somewhere, I don't remember who, but those two guys won't be on campus until 2016. Assuming they stay. But the thing what's worrisome about UNLV is that they lost all the big name players. Jim Cornette's gone. Caleb Perrin's gone.
Devontae Davis is still there.
Yeah, Devontae Davis stayed. They do have what's the guy from Northwestern? Running back Shaquille.
Murray.
Yeah, Murray, yeah, he's there.
And
do we know
Nick Cherry to work with next year?
Hopefully. He's shown talent, but then again. Do we know what position Dominic Fencemarker is going to play? He's listed as an athlete. Is there any indication from what you've seen? 5'10 and trim 116.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Slender. I don't know, but just
I don't know. I'm not sure what's worse, though. UNLV, so if you were to – if did you look at their national ranking for UNLV?
No. Is it lower than 125? Oh, it is. 129. Oh, man. That's worse than some FCS schools. Where's Villanova? Where's North Dakota State? Appalachian State.
But you know what? Let's see. Let's see if I can rank by their average. Though. See, their average is higher.
Yeah, I see that. Because they're, I guess,
and their
one,
average would put them in the mid 80s. So it's just
how
a lack
you
of
get,
recruits.
Hold on. Eastern Michigan beat you out.
Lion King.
I don't care. Illinois State beat you out. Oh man.
But hey, he didn't hit me.
Brilliant. Yeah, they would be quite a bit higher. Still, maybe top 100, right around there. But overall, we know none of these classes are going to be ranked anything spectacularly high. They're not going to be top 10 national. They're not going to be top 50. Even in the years when TCU and Utah and BYU were at their peak, if you got in the 50s, you were crushing it.
Yeah.
And what's the best team? Oh. Is it, who? What is it? Is it Boise? What are they, 70 or something? 70 not?
Boise got 68.
So it's like...
Which is lower than last year. But, I mean, yeah.
All we can say about these guys, there's a bunch on campus. We, like I said, we're not going in-depth every player because, like I said, there's a million names. Hopefully we went over the basic needs of what each team needed for the year and for the upcoming season, then they'll be down the road. We will have plenty more coverage because we got a late start today a little bit, a few things here and there. We'll pick it up. We did post the side notes of the recruiting of Boise State coaches anticipating the facts and going crazy. Watch that video. We got the hairdo. We will have other stuff, just basic roots. We'll have in-depth breakdowns of some of the class. I'm stressing some. I'm not going to say all, some. We'll have greater class. Is there anything we need to wrap it up? Your hours ending here about this recruiting class or anything in general you like to pimp out on the show?
No, nothing real.
Basketball? You don't want to say basketball just for the heck of it?
Okay, fine. Basketball. You want to know basketball because probably all the games are over right now. Well, San Diego State beat Boise State by 2, thanks to a Boise State 8-minute drought and Xavier Thames going absolutely insane during that
loss. Home loss. From Boise State.
Home loss.
Just can't stress that enough.
Yeah, right. Okay, fine.
You
Colorado State.
Wow.
Colorado State dominated UNLV by 18 points. Utah State beat Nevada, so not a good game for the top of the Mountain West right now. Fresno State beat Air Force, so for the bottom of the bottom. And right now, Wyoming and New Mexico are tied at 38. So go watch that on ESPNU.
Yes, ESPNU, or if you have ESPN, watch ESPN app. Gotta mention that. All right, so 40, that's our basketball talk second half. So if you're listening live, turn this off and go listen to them. But thanks for listening. We'll have more recruiting stuff. Spring football soon. Did you know San Jose State begins spring practice February 21st?
That's like when baseball spring training starts.
That's in 3 weeks. Why so early, Ron Carragher? Why so early?
Because they're preparing to be the best.
Yeah, we will have more shows. Okay, quick scheduling note here. We will attempt to have some more shows throughout spring beginning. Thank you for the closing me out music here. We'll have some more shows. We'll do some hoop shows coming down the road. We'll get some guests. We'll talk more random football. Try to do a show at least once a week. So once again, join us at MWCConnection.com, and we will see everybody next time. And thanks for listening live or later on Stitcher, iTunes, or Blog Talk Radio.